The Okanagan County Sheriff's Department ordered more homeowners to evacuate Monday afternoon. These newest evacuations came after firefighters saw a brief relief from high winds and hot weather Sunday. Correspondent Courtney Flatt visited donation centers in the region where people are turning for help.
Donations are coming in by the truckload to Bateras High School in Central Washington. Piles of clothes hip-deep fill the gym. Stacks of food, water, and pet food line the hallways. Volunteers say they're not turning anything away.
I need laundry detergent, dryer sheets, that type of stuff.
Dish soap, Q-tips.
Manthi Salcido is heading up the volunteers.
We, right now, are running out of, like, toilet paper. Okay, this morning we had, you know, it looked like a year's supply. It's not enough.
Salcido isn't just a volunteer. She's also a victim. She lost her own home in the wildfire that burned through Bateros on Thursday night. Right now, she's staying with friends in a travel trailer in her church's parking lot. She's reluctant to talk about her own predicament. Instead, she says she's here to help others.
We're trying to fill the needs of the people that come through here, great or small, from dry beans to hay for horses.
So far, the fire has displaced about 150 people. The Red Cross has set up 4 shelters in the region. Pam Fox is volunteering at the center in Chelan, just north of Wenatchee. Fox says about 100 people stayed the first night evacuations took place late last week. But those numbers have gone down dramatically.
Have they just been able to return home or found family or things like that?
Yeah, all different things like that.
Some of them are camping, like Manthi Salcido. For many, the situation is especially difficult as they still have to go to work. In the meantime, fire crews worry that the next few days could bring more lightning strikes to the area, and shelters are preparing for more evacuations as the potential for more fires continues. I'm Courtney Flatt in Okanagan County, Washington.